Last week we started the Mishnah Arvei Pesachim and Daf Tzadi Tes. The Mishnah says Arvei Pesachim Samach L'Mincha Lo Yochel Adam Matcha Techshach. Is an Isra Achila on Erev Pesach to eat Samach L'Mincha, even half an hour before Mincha Ketana. The Shaila in the Gemara, whether we're talking about Mincha Gedol or Mincha Ketana, we conclude that we're talking about Mincha Ketana. And what's the reason for that? So we had a big machlokas we shown him. Rashi and the Rashbam learned it so that you'll eat matzah l'teyavon. You'll have a taiva for the matzah of the Lil HaSeder. It's a hidden mitzvah. And the Ran learned that it's because we're afraid that you might eat so much Erev Pesach that you'll eat the matzah chilagasa and you won't be owed to the mitzvah at all. It's not that we're afraid you won't eat it behider, bishleimusa, but rather you won't have an achila at all, because if you eat it achilagasa, if you're stuffing yourself, atchenavsho kotze milecho, then you're not going to be otzi at all. And that's what Chazal were concerned with. Tosus has a comment, the second Tosus in the Perek, lo yochal adam perish afilu hispala. Tosus says that we're talking about a case where you daven mincha already. The Isra Achila on Erev Pesach is because of the matzah. It's not because of tefillah. We're talking you must have davened already. The below is spalo tefillah smincha afilu b'shayim os hashana osa kedinam b'perakam of the Shabbos. If we're talking about that you haven't davened mincha as of yet, so then leaving Pesach out, any other day of the year, Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, even not an Erev Shabbos and an Erev Yom Tov, on a regular Yom Chol, says Tosus, one is not allowed to eat Samuch L'mincha because we're afraid that you're not going to daven. Right, that's a Mishnah in Shabbos, he says. So obviously we're not talking about such a situation. Take out the tefillah issue, because it must not be what we're referring to over here. It must be that he already davened. So the whole issue is because of Chiyuva de Matzah, as we say in the Gemara, right? Gemara later on, Kuv Zayin, is a Shaila. Is it because of the Karban Pesach, because of the Matzah? We conclude it's because of the Matzah. So it must be that you already davened. Which Mishnah is Tosus referring to? The Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar samach lemincha ad sheyispala. Person should not sit down by the barber samach lemincha until he davens. Lo yikonis adam lamerchatz v'lo burski v'lo lechol v'lo ledin v'mischilu ein mafsikin. The halacha is that if you already started with any of these activities, you don't have to stop, but you're not supposed to do so. Samach lemincha, you're not supposed to engage in any of these activities, to sit down in the barber chair, or to enter into the bathhouse, or the tanning place, or to eat. You're not allowed to eat. Why is this true? What's the issa? So Rashi says, Achi yispalel, Shema yishkach v'lo yispalel. We're afraid that Dilma osi limshuche, later on Rashi says, Taima the kulu mishem shema yimoshech, Achi yavar zman tefila. It's samach lemincha, so maybe you'll be nimshach in this activity, you'll be drawn into this activity, and you'll delay, and then maybe the zman tefila is going to pass, and you're not going to daven at all. So if you haven't davened, then it's reached samach lemincha. One is not allowed to eat. What does that mean, that one is not allowed to eat? And what does it mean, samach lemincha? The Mishnah says samach lemincha, but it doesn't identify what mincha we're talking about. What mincha? Mincha, there's one mincha. There's one shachris, there's one mincha, there's one marav, right? No, so there are different zmanim for mincha, as we well know. There's mincha gedola and there's mincha ketana. On a perfect day, mincha ketana, we've discussed, is at 9.5 hours into the day. On a perfect day, that would be 3:30, but mincha gedola is at 6.5 hours into the day. We know the Tomid Shalbein Arbayim on a typical day was brought, the Hakrov of the Tomid Shalbein Arbayim was at 9.5 hours into the day. But technically speaking, the Tomid Shalbein Arbayim can be shechted, it can be brought as a carbon from 6.5 hours into the day. That's also in the afternoon. So there are different zmanim for mincha, mincha ketana, mincha gedola. Maybe we'll talk about in the halacha segment of the shir, we'll talk about zmani mincha a little bit more. But suffice it to say that it's certainly permissible to daven mincha from the time of mincha gedola. It is a zman of mincha. So which mincha is the Mishnah and Shabbos referring to? That samach lemincha one is not allowed to eat. Which mincha are we talking about? Mincha ketana or mincha gedola? And what is one not allowed to eat? But you can't even eat a little te'ima, a little snack? Are we talking about a suda? Are we talking about a suda ketana? Are we talking about a suda gedola? Well, what kind of suda are we talking about? So this is a complicated sugya in the Gemara and Shabbos. We're not really learning Shabbos, so I didn't want us to get bogged down with this sugya. But suffice it to say that there are many shittos in the Rishonim how to paskin based on that sugya. So just to summarize the sugya, basically the Gemara assumes in the beginning that we're talking about mincha gedola. That samach lemincha means even samach lemincha gedola, one is not allowed to eat a suda. What suda are we referring to? So that's where it gets a little complicated. There are two lashonas in the Gemara. The lishna kama is that even a suda gedola, right? That a suda gedola, one is not allowed to eat a suda gedola, samach lemincha gedola. I shouldn't say even a suda gedola. One is not allowed to eat only a suda gedola. A suda katana, according to the lishna kama, is permissible. What's a suda katana? A small suda. Right, a small suda, a kvius, maybe a little bit more than a kibetz of pas. That's a suda katana. Suda gedola is like, you know, a chasana, a Shabbos suda, a big suda. So according to the Lishna Kama, one is not allowed to eat a suda gedola, to start a suda gedola, samuch lemincha gedola, meaning from 12 o'clock. Samuch, half an hour before, 6.5 hours into the day, from the beginning of the seventh hour. Right, the beginning of the seventh hour means 6 hours are completed. That's 12 o'clock. That's the beginning of the seventh hour. So one is not allowed to eat a suda gedola, samach lemincha gedola. And Tosfos in Shabbos paskins like the Lishna Kama. Tosfos says, dafka a suda gedola is also to eat samach lemincha gedola. But a suda katana? That's not what the Mishnah is referring to. A suda katana, just a little bit of pas. Right? Just, even if you're talking about a kvius. Even if you're talking about a kviyos, if it's only a little bit, it's not a suda gedola, then that would be permissible samach lemincha gedola. That's the position of Tosfos. The Beis Yosef is medayek from Tosfos that it's clear that the whole discussion is samach lemincha gedola, but samach lemincha katana, there shouldn't be any problem at all. Samach lemincha katana. I'm sorry, let me back up a second. Tosfos claims that samach lemincha gedola, one is not allowed to eat a suda gedola, but one is allowed to eat a suda katana. Now, why does Tosfos pick up on the fact that you're allowed to eat a suda katana, samach lemincha gedola? Why not just say that that suda katana is not an issue here at all? Even samach lemincha katana, you can eat a suda katana. So claims the Beis Yosef, you see from Tosfos, that the discussion, the difference between mincha gedola and mincha katana, the difference between suda gedola and suda katana only applies to mincha gedola. But samach le mincha katana, then even a suda katana is going to be aser. That's shitas Tosfos. Let's see this on the screen share. Okay, let's just 1 second, please. On the screen share, you see as follows. Okay, achila kodem tefilas mincha. So you have samach lemincha gedola, and samach lemincha katana. Right. So the Bali Tosfos would say what? There's a chilik between suda gedola and suda katana. Samach lemincha gedola. The suda gedola is aser. The suda katana is mutter. But samach lemincha katana says the Beis Yosef from Tosfos. You get the impression that even a suda katana is going to be aser. Even a suda katana is going to be aser. Because the whole discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about samach lemincha gedola. And there we find a distinction between suda gedola and suda katana. But samach lemincha katana, everything is going to be aser, even suda katana. This is the sheet of Tosfos. The Rosh quotes from the Ri, who disagrees with the Bali Tosfos. He's still working within the Lishna Kama. But the Rosh quotes from the Ri that according to the Lishna Kama, a suda katana is going to be permissible, even samach lemincha katana. You think that the Lishna Kama is focusing only on Mincha Gedola? No. There's a chilek between Suda Gedola and Suda Katana. That's the distinction. And that distinction follows through Bein Samach LeMincha Gedola, Bein Samach LeMincha Katana. That's the second sheet that we have over here in the visual aid. Right? That the chilek between Suda Gedola and Suda Katana, Osa Mutter, applies not only Samach LeMincha Gedola, but even Samach LeMincha Katana. There's the same distinction. According to Tosfos, the Lishna Kama holds there is a distinction between Suda Gedola and Suda Katana, but only regarding Samach Lemincha Gedola. Samach Lemincha Katana, everything is asa. According to the Ri, no, Suda Katana is mutter in both. It's mutter Samach Lemincha Gedola, it's mutter Samach Lemincha Katana. Then we have the Rif. The Rif asas everything. Why does the Rif asa everything? I thought we just said that there's a difference between Suda Gedola, Suda Katana, within the Lishna Kama. So the Rif actually paskins like the Lishna Basra. There's another, right? The Rif paskins like the Lishna Basra that even Suda Katana is Asa Samach Lamencha. Even Suda Katana is Asa Samach Lamencha. Again, there are two Lashonos. Suda Gedola or Suda Katana. The Rif says, no, even Suda Katana is Asa. And he says that applies even Samach Lamencha Gedola. So Kolshkin, it's going to apply Samach Lamencha Katana. So the Rif Baskin is like Lishna Basra. He says, all Sudas are going to be Asa. Samach Lamencha. Bein Samach Lamencha Gedola, Bein Samach Lamencha Katana. Right? Tosis learned the Chilak in Mincha Gedola. Nothing, right, nothing is mutter Samach Lamencha Katana. The Ri said the same heter of Suda Katana applies Bein to Samach Lamencha Gedola, Bein Samach Lamencha Katana. And the Rif says, no, we pass like the Lishna Basra, that the Issa that the Mishnah is talking about is Suda Katana, and that Issa applies across the board. So if Suda Katana is also Samach Lamencha, Kolshkein Suda Gedola is going to be also Samach Lamencha. And comes the Baal Amar, and he's the biggest maker. The Baal Amar says that even though from the Gemara the impression you get is that there's some distinction between Suda Gedola and Suda Katana, that's because the Gemara is trying to explain the Mishnah according to a particular Shita, but we don't paskin like that. The Baal Amar says that we really paskin that Samach Lamincha Gedola, every Suda is Mutter. That's so far away from the Zman of Mincha, what we're afraid, Dimla Asi Limoshech, Dimla Asi Limshuchen, you're not going to daven Mincha? Come on, that's such a far-fetched chashash. Samach Lamincha Gedola, even a Suda Gedola is Mutter, says the Baal Amar. This is the Chiddush of the Baal Amar. The first box, right? That Samach Lamincha Gedola, even Suda Gedola is Mutter. The only time Suda Gedola is going to be Aser, that's Samach Lamincha Ketana. So according to the Baal Amar, there's one small kleina issa. That Samach Lamincha Ketana, a Suda Gedola is going to be Aser. Because it's a big Suda, Samach Lamincha Ketana, so we're afraid that you're not going to, right? You're not going to stop the Suda, and you're going to miss Mincha. But Samach Lamincha Gedola, it's so far away, there's no reason to be concerned. So these are the four shitas that emerge from the Gemara and Shabbos. Right, and it's complicated because some of them are working within the sugya. Some paskin like the Lishna Kama that were focused in the Isra on Suda Gedola. Some paskin like the Lishna Basra, like the Rif, that were focused on the Isra of Suda Katana. And then the Baal Amar says we're not even paskining like the whole sugya. So the Isra is limited to Suda Gedola, Samach Lamincha Katana. Now, how do I expect you to get all these shittas if I didn't assign any part of the Gemara in Shabbos except the Mishnah? The answer is the Shulchan Aruch lists these shittas off. Shulchan Aruch has all four shittas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. So I asked you just to look bekitzer at the Shulchan Aruch to get a basic understanding of the sugya. What do we have? The Shulchan Aruch in Arachaim and Simin Reish Lamed Beis and Siv Beis. It says, V'lo lechol afilu suda ketana samach lamincha gedola. There's an iser to eat even suda ketana samach lamincha gedola. Who's the Shulchan Aruch paskening like? Tosfos, the Ri, the Rif, or the Baal Amar. There's an Isser to have even a Suda Katana, Samach Lamincha Gedola. Anyone? Of course he's passing like the Rif. Because the Rif is the only one who says that there's an Isser to eat a Suda Katana, Samach Lamincha Gedola. The Shulchan Aruch is the most machmer in his first Shita. That even a Suda Katana is also to eat Samach Lamincha Gedola. The Ramah says, V'yesh cholken, u'svira lehu desuda katana mutter, ve'eno aser rak besudas nisuin omila. Tur b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Tur b'shem Rabbeinu Tam is really the first day in Tosfos. Right? That the only suda that's aser is a suda gedola. He's still talking samach lamincha gedola, but suda katana would be mutter. That's shita number one. Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rif that everything is aser, even suda katana samach lamincha gedola. Tosfos, B'Shem the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Suda Ketana is Mutter. Samach Lamincha Gedola. So that's the Ramah. The Ramah quotes from the Tur. Then he adds two more shittas. V'yeshamim da'filu Suda Gedola, Samach Lamincha Gedola, Shari. Some say that even Suda Gedola, Samach Lamincha Gedola is Mutter. Who's that? That's the Baal Amar. Afilu Suda Gedola, Samach Lamincha Gedola, Shari. He happens to say that Suda Katana is Mutter Afilu Samach Lamincha Katana. But he's the only Mekel on Suda Gedola Samach Lamincha Gedola. That's this box in Baal Amar. V'yeshomim the Suda Katana Afilu Samach Lamincha Katana Shari. Some say that even Suda Katana, that at least Suda Katana Samach Lamincha Katana is Mutter. Now that could be the Baal Amar, but he really means the Ri. He quotes Tur B'Shem Ri because Tur B'Shem Ri will say that there's still an Isser of Suda Gedola Samach Lamincha Gedola. Right? He happens to be Mekel on Suda Katana Samach Lamincha Katana, but he still is Machmir in Suda Gedola Samach Lamincha Gedola. These are the four shittas that we have in the Poskim. These are the four shittas that we have in the Poskim. What does our Tosfos hold? What does our Tosfos hold? Our Tosfos says that the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach, Samach Lamincha, the Isser Achila is talking about that the person already daven Mincha. Because if he didn't daven Mincha, so then, forgetting Pesach, he's not allowed to eat Samach Lamincha anyway. He's not allowed to eat Samach Lamincha anyway. What are we talking about over here? Suda Katana, Suda Gedola. Sounds like we're talking about a Suda Katana. We're talking about a small amount. Right? Lo yochal adam achetel, she's not allowed to eat. Right? We're not talking about a Suda Gedola. We're saying anything. We'll see the shear. I mean, certainly to eat matzah l'teyavon. Right? We're afraid that if you eat something, if you get involved in a Suda, then that's going to impact the matzah. So l'chora Tosis is even referring to Suda Katana. Tosus says that if a person hasn't davened as of yet, then forget about Erev Pesach. Every day of the year, one is not allowed to eat Samach Lamincha Ketana. So who is Tosus following? He's following the Shita that it's Asa to eat even a Suda Ketana Samach Lamincha Ketana. Asa to eat even a Suda Ketana Samach Lamincha Ketana. Right? He's going L'shitasa. Right, Tosis and Shabbos. It's usher to eat a Suda Katana, Samach Lamincha Katana. So that's why Tosis has this problem. Tosis has a problem because Mistama, the Isra Achila that we're talking about, is a Suda Katana. And yet Tosis says that there's an Issa. If you didn't daven, there would be an Issa, Mitzad Tfila, forgetting Matzah. Nothing to do with Matzah. Even Mitzad Tfila, there would be an Issa. So what's he assuming? So it sounds like he's assuming that Suda Ketana is also Samach Lamincha Ketana. According to the Rosh's Ri, does Tosis' Kasha begin? The Ri says that Suda Ketana Samach Lamincha Ketana is Mutter. So is there a beginning to the Kasha of Tosis? Right, that's this box. The Ri said that Suda Ketana Samach Lamincha Ketana is Mutter. That's just a Suda Katana. We're not afraid of Ma'asi Limshuchi. So if Tosus were to hold like the Ri, would he have his Kasha? Help me now. If Tosus held like the Ri, that Samach Lamincha Katana, Suda Katana is Mutter. So is there any Kasha? Tosus' whole Kasha is, what do you need the Tam of Chiyuva de Matzah to eat Matzah Latei Ovon and not to eat it Achila Gasa? Type of clay that if he hasn't Daven, you're not allowed to eat a Suda Katana? So according to the Ri, that Kasha doesn't begin because you're allowed to eat a Suda Katana Samach Lamincha Katana. So that's exactly what the Mordechai says. The Mordechai gives a different answer to Tosis Kasha. Mordechai has many different sections in Psachim. So one of the sections is called Tosefes or Tosfes Me'arve Psachim. He quotes a lot of the Bali Tosfes in the Perek, but he expands on it a little bit. So here is one example where he does expand. Samach Lamincha v'taima mefarish b'gemara k'tei she'ocha matzah l'teyavon v'im tomar frek the Mordechai teipuk le'sha'asa lechol k'shalo espalo. The Mordechai formulates the comment of Tosus as a kasha. V'im tomar, forget about the chiyuv of matzah, mitzad tefila should be asa to eat Samach Lamincha. So he says v'yesh lomar shekvar espalo. First teretz is like Tosfos. Shekvar espalo, so that's why we're not talking about the issa mitzad tefila, but rather mitzad the matzah. Inami, says the Mordechai, mari besuda ktana, demutu lechol b'shabes k'defrishes. Mari besuda ktana, demutu lechol b'shabes k'defrishes. So, in Biurei Rav Mordechai Banet, Reish Mem Beis, he changes the girsa. Now, what does Shabbos have to do with this? We're not talking about Shabbos. He says, no, it's mutu lechol k'defrishes b'shabes. Like we explained in Perek Kamed Shabbos, look at the Mordechai in the first Perek of Shabbos, you'll see this teretz. The Mordechai in the second teretz is saying, maybe Suda Ketana is Mutter, Samach Lamincha. So that's why the Mishnah is saying that Erev Pesach Samach Lamincha you can't eat. This is not a Tefillah Dikadin, it's only a Pesach Dikadin, Mishum Matzah. Because if we're only talking about Samach Lamincha, if we're only talking about a Suda Ketana, then Taka Samach Lamincha Ketana, it's Mutter to eat, even if you haven't davened. So you don't need the answer of Tosfos. Tosfos says that we're talking about that you didn't daven. We're talking about that you davened already. Because if you didn't daven, then Tosfos would say that even a Suda Ktana is Asa Samach Lemincha. Talk to Mordechai, maybe the answer is that a Suda Ktana is Mutu Samach Lemincha, even if you haven't davened. So maybe, Taka, we're talking about that you haven't davened. Mitzad Dine Tfila, Suda Ktana is permissible, like the Rosh B'Shem the Ri. So Zok to Mordechai, that's why the Mishnah has to come out to this special halacha, that for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah, to eat it, l'teyavon, to eat it in a way that's not going to be achilagasa, that's why there's a special iser, Erev Pesach, not to eat samach l'mincha. Okay, these are the two answers that we have in the Rishonim on the sugya. Tosfos and the second day in the Mordechai. Questions? Okay. Now, if you think about it for a moment, there really is a much simpler answer to this question. There really could be a third answer to the question. What do I mean? Well, we're talking about two different isurim, an isur of eating samach l'mincha mitzad tefillah, and an isur eating samach l'mincha mitzad matzah. What are the reasons for these isurim? So the isur to eat samach l'mincha on Erev Pesach for matzah, that's to eat matzah l'teyavon, or to eat matzah in a way that won't be achila gasa. What's the isur to eat samach l'mincha mitzad tefillah? What's the isur? The Dilma Asi Le'im Shuchay, maybe you'll be Nimshach, you'll be drawn after the eating, and you'll delay davening, and you won't fulfill the mitzvah tefillah. You get the impression from Tosis, the fact that he asked his kasha, he seems to be putting everything together. He puts it in one kit and kaboodle, b'chod ha-machta machtina, as you would say. Now he puts tefillah and matzah all together. So that's why he feels compelled to say, afilu espalel misha matzah, because if you weren't mispalel, then it's the same isser. It's all the same isser. But it's not really the same isser. The tam is different. And if the tam is different, shouldn't the sheer achila, the sheer of the isser, be different too? How much are you not allowed to eat? What's the sheer that you're not allowed to eat samach l'mincha? What's the sheer that you're not allowed to eat samach l'mincha? Suda ketana. Well, what's the sheer of a suda ketana? That it has to be a suda. What's a suda? A suda is a kvius. What's a kvius? What's a shear of a kvius? A suda bekvius. It's hard to know. I mean, how do you know what the shear of a suda kvius is? We have to look at the Gemara. Have we had other Gemaras that have talked about kvius suda? Are there any other dinim that relate to suda kvua, a sudas keva, as opposed to arai? In certain circumstances, one is not allowed to eat a sudas keva, but you can eat a sudas arai. You familiar? Because some of you who've been here in yeshiva for... I'm sorry, Sukkah, who said that?
It's me.
It's you. Yaakov Schreier. Yes?
Yeah.
Excellent. Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Chafei says, Ochlin v'shosin arai chutz the Sukkah, that you can eat a snack outside the Sukkah. And therefore, even though we're machmer to eat everything inside the sukkah, we wouldn't make a bracha of leisha basukkah on a snack. We'd only make a bracha of leisha basukkah on a suda b'kvius. What's the shear of kvius in sukkah? This is a bit more complicated, right? That's not a mishnah on daf chavay in sukkah, but rather that's a gemara on daf chavav amid aleph in sukkah. For those who were here, I think the post-Pesach chevra, for those of the guys who may have been here, or maybe there were some who were here in the sukkah, the second semester of Sukkah, right? The previous year. Couple of guys, yeah? So what's the Shir Kvius in Sukkah? Right, if you recall, the Shir Kvius is a little bit more than a Kibetza of Pas. Not a Kibetza of Pas, but a little bit more than a Kibetza. A Kibetza still is not viewed as a Kvius. But if you're going to eat a little bit more than a Kibetza of Pas, that requires Sukkah, and that would require Leishiva Sukkah. So Suda B'Kvius, Suda Ketana is an Achila B'Kvius. It's not a snack, it's a Suda. So it has to be at least a little bit more than a kibetza of pas to be a problem. There's no dilma asi lim shuche unless you eat a suda kavua, right? What's the shear for the isa to eat erev Pesach samach l'mincha ketana? What do you think the shear is? What's the shear? Again, there's a gzeira. Chazal say if you eat X, then we're afraid what? We're afraid you might eat enough that you won't have the matzah l'teyavon, or you might eat enough that you won't that you'll eat the matzah achila gasa. Chazal made a gzera only if you eat bekvius? Only if you eat bekvius, you eat more than a kibetz of pas? Presumably not. It just says lo yocha. It doesn't say a suda. Lo yochal adam achetechshen. It says an achila. An achila. What does an achila mean? The Prima Godim In Siman Tov Ayin Hey, in the Mishpatzo Zov, Sivkot and Aleph, in Hilchas Pesach, the Prima Gadam has a Meridik Achidish. The Prima Gadam actually says that on Erev Pesach, this Issa tells me that you can't eat even less than a Kazayas of Pas. Achila, even less than a Kazayas of Pas. It's Asa to eat. Somach Lamincha. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Even less than a kazayas of pas. He says that's what the gzera is, that we're afraid. We're afraid if you eat less than a kazayas of matzah shira, we'll see. Right? We're afraid that you're going to eat too much and you won't eat the matzah l'teyavon, you'll eat the matzah chilagasa. But even if you don't go that far, even if you don't agree with the chiddush of the Prima Gadam, it's a chiddush. But certainly there should be an iser to eat a kazayas of pas. Or certainly there should be an iser to eat a kibetza of pas. Kibetza of pas is a significant amount. The Gemara in Yuma says that a kibetza of pas is masbia a person. It creates a svia. It makes you satisfied. That's a chaliro. A kibetza of pas, you can wash on a kibetza of pas. It's not a suda kvua. It's not a kviya suda, because for a kviya suda you need a little bit more than a kibetza of pas. But no one would say that it's mutter to eat a kibetza of pas erev Pesach samach lemincha. A kibetz of pas is a shir chashuv, it's an achila chashuva, that we're afraid once you eat a kibetz of pas, then maybe you won't eat the matzah l'teyavon. Maybe you'll eat the matzah achila gasa. You certainly don't have to eat more than a kibetz of pas in order for the issa to kick in. So there are two different yisurim that we have over here. We have an issa to eat erev Pesach samach lemincha because we're afraid that it's going to affect the mitzvah of matzah. Then we have an issa to eat samach lemincha every day because we're afraid that you might forget to daven mincha. The different isurim with different timim, and because they have different timim, the shear of the isurim should be different. The shear of the issa to eat before you daven mincha should be the shear of a suda kvua. It's a suda ktana, but an achila b'kviyas, that should be a little bit more than a kibetz of pas. But the shear for the issa achila erev Pesach, it's much less than that. According to the Prima Gadam, it's even less than a kazayas of pas. That's a chiddush. It's not even an achila. Achila normally in the Torah is an achila of a kazayas. So the lashon, if they say lo yochal adam, it sounds like at least a kazayas. But a kazayas perhaps is sufficient, and certainly a kibetz is sufficient. You don't have to eat more than a kibetz of pas for the issa to kick in. So, lechora, the answer to Tosus kasha was very simple. Tosus is, forget about the Isser Erev Pesach. The reality is, if a person hasn't davened, so then it should be Asr to eat Samach Lamincha anyway. What's the simple answer to that, Kasha? No, the Mishnah is coming to teach me that Erev Pesach, Samach Lamincha, you can't even eat less than what you're not allowed to eat on a normal day. On a normal day, you can't eat Samach Lamincha a little bit more than a kibetz of pas. That's the Suda Ktana. That's the Suda Ktana. So even if you'll tell me the Suda Ktana is Asr, against the Mordechai, right? The Mordechai says Suda Ktana is Mutter on a regular day, Samach Lamincha Ktana. But even if you'll tell me Suda Ktana is Asr, but what's the shear? The shear is a little bit more than a kibetz of pas. Our Mishnah is saying that Erev Pesach, you're not even allowed to eat less than that shear. You can't even eat a kibetz, or you can't even eat a kazayis. Simple teretz. Tosus didn't give that answer. Tosus didn't say, even if you haven't davened, but the Mishnah is coming to be Mechadish, that even though regarding tefillah, if you eat less than a little bit more than a kibetzah, you're fine. If you eat a kibetzah or less, you're fine. But Erev Pesach, Samach Lamincha, you can't even eat a kibetzah pas. Or maybe you can't even eat less than that. You can't even eat a kazayas of pas. That would have been the simple answer. Tosa doesn't give that answer. Interesting. Interesting. So I saw some of the Achronim want to say that in a Hanami, Tosa could have given the answer. It's such a good answer. It's really a pella that Tosa doesn't give that answer. But they say that Tosfos just gave the simpler answer. We're not talking about tefillah over here. Right? We're not going to give a whole shiur. This is a Sunday shiur. Right? We're not going to give a whole shiur because we're talking about psachim. You know, we're not really talking about tefillah. Tosfos put it in. So we have to understand the din. But so Tosfos just said that, forget about tefillah. It's talking about that he davened already and that's it. In a Hanami, he could have said it's talking about that he didn't daven. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the iser, the shiur for the iser, is less than the shiur for tefillah. But he gives an easy answer, so that's why he didn't want to get complicated. He wants to stay focused on the psachim in Yanim. He didn't want to get complicated about tefillas. That's why he didn't give that answer. But in a Chanami, some Achronim want to say, in a Chanami, Tosfos could have given that answer. But it's important to realize that that's a fundamental distinction between these two Yisurim. Between the Issa Tid Samach L'Mincha Mitzad Tefillah and the Issa Tid Samach L'Mincha Mitzad Matzah. Since the reasons for these Yisurim are different, the Shir is going to be different. So the Shir, not to eat Erev Pesach Samach L'Mincha, is much less than the Shir. I shouldn't say much less. It depends what the Shir is. If it's a Kibetzah, it's just a little bit less than the Shir of a little bit more than a Kibetzah. I don't really know what the Shir is. Once you disagree with the Prima Gadim, it's unclear what the Shir should be. But the Prima Gadim is a tremendous chiddush to say that Erev Pesach, one is not allowed to eat even less than a kezayis. That's mamish. That's a big chiddush. But certainly not to eat a kezayis or not to eat a kebetza. The chor that's within the iser. But when it comes to tefila, presumably the shir is going to be different, since the tam ha iser is that we're afraid that you might become nimshach after the achila, and you're not going to daven. So that shir would only require that shir would be dependent on an achila bekvias, which is a little bit more than a kebetza. So if we understand the reasons for the different Yisurim, we'll get a third answer to Taisus Kasha. Taisus asks, why does the Mishnah tell us this new Isser, Mishum Matzah, Mitzat Tfilah should be Asa to eat Samach L'Mincha? He says, we're talking about B'chai Gavna that he davened already. The Mordechai said, no. The Chiddush is that Mitzat Tfilah, Asud Ektan is permissible. But Mitzat Matzah, Asud Ektan is going to be Asa. We suggested a third answer that even if he hasn't davened mitzad tefillah, the only iser is a suda ktana. The iser is to eat nachila bekvius, which is a little bit more than a kebetza. Mitzad the iser mishum matzah to eat on erev Pesach samach l'mincha, it'll be also even less than that, even a kebetza, or maybe even less than that, even only a kazayis, that will be aser as well.